This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield Purple Panthers control the opening tip. Chase Lauderdale has it, and we are underway day four of the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Roxana showing a 1-2-2 zone defense to open up this ninth place semifinal game, and Alex Bishop fires a three from the long wing. No good. Rebound to the Shells, and that's Andrew Beckman who pulls it down. A young starting lineup for these Roxana Shells. One junior, the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So the Shells with the ball, that is Gavin Huffman with it, one of those freshmen, looking for a man to get open as Litchfield starts in a zone defense. And a slow pace start for this Roxana offense. Scoreless here with 7:10 to play in the opening quarter. This is Beckman dribbling around, finds a lane, drives through the basket, and misses the floater. Rebound to Litchfield. Cam Morris brings it down. He has it, passes over to Sam Painter, who's going to drive along the baseline. He fires a shot, no good. Rebound to Roxana. Huffman brings it up the floor. He passes down low to Braden Wells. He can't handle it cleanly, so he passes it back out top, back to Huffman. Huffman driving baseline, but immediately met by a Purple Panther defender, and a travel called on Roxana. First turnover of the night by either team. Litchfield takes over. Under 7 to play in the first quarter. Litchfield with the ball. Scoreless here in the first quarter. It's been a heck of a tournament here at the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament this tournament week, as we also have the 100th Macoupin County Tournament going on right now. And Sam Painter has it in the corner for the Purple Panthers. He kicks it out to Alex Bishop. Now Cam Morris from 15 feet away, and he banks it in for the first basket of the game. Litchfield up 2-0. 6:10 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Andrew Beckman with it for the Shells. Passes over to Jacob Galiner. Galiner resetting the offense. Now over to Huffman. Thought about three. Now he's going to reset the offense. Over to Galiner. Fires the long three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Cam Morris brings it down. He's going to bring it up the floor himself. Good pass down low to Billy Beckham, and he took too many steps as he tripped over his own feet and fell to the ground, and that'll be the first turnover of the night on Litchfield. 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. Roxana with the ball, trailing Litchfield 2-0. Andrew Beckman with the ball for the Shells. He is guarded by Alex Bishop. Looking for a man to set a pick. It's not going to happen as Litchfield switches to a man-to-man defense. Here's Eddie Lara. Now back to Beckman. Over to Gavin Huffman. He's going to dribble out and pass to Beckman, who fires a three from the near wing. It's no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Cam Morris there again. Outlet pass up to Sam Painter, looking to push the tempo about 70%. Now to Alex Bishop in the corner, and Litchfield will reset the offense. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Morris, drives to the basket. His layup's good. He's got four, and that's the Litchfield lead right now, 4-0. There's an outlet pass up ahead, and Gavin Huffman fires a long three, and Roxana's on the board. Gavin Huffman puts Roxana on the board. It is 4-3. Litchfield with the lead, 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. And here's a good pass to Alex Bishop. He passes down low to Billy Beckham, and he can't handle it cleanly as it trickles out of bounds, and another turnover by the Purple Panthers. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 7:30 for ninth place. They'll play the winner of Pena and East Alton Wood River, which is the game that is following this one here in Panther Gymnasium. Here is Andrew Beckman for the Shells. Passes over to Galiner. Galiner dribbles into trouble, looking for a man to pass it to. Now he gets it over to Braden Wells. Back to Beckman to reset the offense. Beckman over to Huffman. Now passes, and he meant to pass it to Braden Wells, wasn't ready for it, went off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Shells. Litchfield will take over. The loser of this one plays at 6 tomorrow evening, and that'll be for 11th place. Again, it'll be the loser of this game will play the loser of Pena and East Alton Wood River. Here's a pass over to Alex Bishop. Fires to Cam Morris. He puts up the layup. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. First foul on Roxana. And it's going to be called on Eddie Lara, his first. 3:52 remaining in the opening quarter. Cam Morris at the line for the Purple Panthers. He's got all four Litchfield points right now, and his first free throw is good to make it five. Cam Morris may single-handedly win the game for the Panthers if he keeps up this pace. And second free throw in and out. Rebound to the Shells. 1-for-2 at the line on that trip. Gavin Huffman with it for the Shells. Brings it up the floor. Now over to Beckman. Now back to Huffman. Driving and nowhere to go, so he dribbles back out to the top of the key to reset the offense. Over to Jacob Galiner. Galiner is a Roxana name we are familiar with. You'll remember Zach Galiner. Played for this Roxana Shells basketball team as recently as last year. Here is Andrew Beckman. Over to Gavin Huffman. Long three from the wing. No good. Rebound Cam Morris again. Litchfield with it. Here's Sam Painter bringing it up the floor. Painter looking for Beckman down low. He finds Morris at the block. Now back over to Chase Lauderdale at the wing. Now Alex Bishop at the other wing. He fires a floater. It is off the rim and no good. Rebound Beckham for Litchfield, and his putback is good. Billy Beckham's on the board, and it's a 7-3 Litchfield lead, 2:50 to play in the opening quarter. Jacob Galiner with it for the Shells. Over to Gavin Huffman. Huffman, oh, good pick there set by Eddie Lara, but Huffman can't take advantage. Now here's Beckman. Over to Huffman. Litchfield, a good pass down low. It's tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay Roxana ball. Our broadcast schedule for tomorrow will be our first two games will be from the 100th annual Macoupin County Tournament. It's Southwestern against Carlinville in the boys' semifinal. That game you'll hear live at 6:30 here on WSMI FM 106. And following that one at 8 will be Staunton against North Mac. And then we'll have coverage from the Litchfield annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament as Roxana misses a three. Sam Painter pulls down the rebound for Litchfield, and the Purple Panthers have the ball. Around 9:30 tomorrow evening, Nokomis and Taylorville will be our broadcast. And then that's the championship bracket semifinal as Alex Bishop fires a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Billy Beckham misses, but gets his own rebound, again misses. Cam Morris, the offensive rebound, misses the shot, but he's fouled on the play. That's going to be the second foul on Roxana. And they're going to call it on Andrew Beckman. That's his first. It was not on the shot, they're going to say, so Litchfield will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. And coming in for the Shells now is Adam Coles. Having a seat is Braden Wells. Coles, a 6'1" sophomore for Roxana. Here's a pass to Cam Morris, now back out to Chase Lauderdale at the top of the key. We were mentioning coverage of the Litchfield Invitational Tournament tomorrow. Again, Nokomis Taylorville around 9:30. Then following that, Litchfield against the winner or loser of the next game. It'll be either Pena or East Alton Wood River. That broadcast we'll have for you tomorrow evening around 10:30. Alex Bishop loses the ball for the Purple Panthers, and Roxana has it. This is Jacob Galiner bringing it up the floor for the Shells. He passes to Gavin Huffman, who thought about a long three but decides not to. Instead, Galiner the long three, and he buries it. Zach Galiner makes it a 7-6 ball game. 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Litchfield leading, and the Purple Panthers have the ball. Here's Sam Painter in the corner for Litchfield. Cross-court pass, now down low to Billy Beckham, and he's fouled on the shot. It won't go, but he's headed to the free throw line. That's the third foul on Roxana. They're going to be the first called on Adam Coles just into the ballgame a few minutes ago. First free throw by Billy Beckham is good. He's got three this evening, and now another substitution for Roxana. Heading out is Eddie Lara. Coming into the game, Paris White. Second free throw from Billy Beckham is good. He's got 4 points, and he's new to that starting lineup this evening. Hasn't started in this tournament until today. Here's a pass to Jacob Galiner for the Shells. 42 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Litchfield leads Roxana 9-6. Here's a three-point attempt that's blocked by Litchfield, but Roxana's Adam Cole's there to get the rebound. Here's a pass over to Huffman. Huffman's going to drive. Nowhere to go now. Now he kicks it out to Beckman. Beckman now hands it off to Coles, who passes it to Huffman. Fires a long three. It's no good. Rebounded to Litchfield. Here's Billy Beckham, wide open for three, but he won't take it. Instead, it's Sam Painter from the corner for three, and he buries it. Sam Painter's on the board. It's a 12-6 lead, 5 seconds left for the Shells. Gavin Huffman, 2 seconds left. Is he going to get it off? He does, and it is no good. So that's how the first quarter will end. Our score, Litchfield 12, Roxana 6. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, where we are ready to begin the second quarter between the Roxana Shells and the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Litchfield has a 12-6 lead as we start the second quarter, but the Shells have the ball. Adam Beckman backs his man down. Now he's going to kick it out to Gavin Huffman at the near wing, who is met by Cam Morris as the defender. Huffman dribbling around, looking for an open man, picked up his dribble, and now he's in trouble. Now he gets it to Paris White, who will just hand it off to Galiner. He fires a long three, and it's good. Galiner's got six. Both shots behind the line, 12-9. Litchfield still with the lead. All 9 points for Roxana coming from behind the arc. Here's Chase Lauderdale for Litchfield. Over to Morris, top of the key. Now Bishop with it. Over to Sam Painter. Back to cutting Beckham. Good find, and Beckham buries the layup. He's got six. Litchfield extends the lead 14-9. I'm going to struggle with Billy Beckham for Litchfield and Andrew Beckman for Roxana. That's going to be a tongue twister all evening. Here's Beckman with it for the Shells. Now over to Huffman. Huffman dribbling with that left hand. Over to Galiner. Thought about three. Now he's going to drive. No, kick it out to Beckman. Off of somebody. It looked like it went off of Alex Bishop. It did. So, fortunate bounce for Roxana. The Shells will keep the ball. The substitution for Litchfield as Dre Holloway checks into the ballgame for the first time. Billy Beckham having a seat. The Shells will throw it in, and Andrew Beckman with the ball. Resetting the offense. Here's Huffman. Thought about a three. Now he'll dribble around and reset the offense. Here's Beckman, guarded by Sam Painter. 6:36 remaining in the first half. Litchfield leading 14-9 as Andrew Beckman fires up a long three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound to Litchfield. Dre Holloway pulls it down. Here's Sam Painter with it for the Purple Panthers. Now Chase Lauderdale. As Coach Drew Logan for Litchfield calling out the plays for Litchfield to run. Now Cam Morris top of the key, playing pitch and catch with Alex Bishop. Over to Painter in the corner. Now back to Bishop. Thought about three, now he'll drive. Kicks out to Morris, who passes to Sam Painter. He lost his dribble high over the rim. And Dre Holloway, right place, right time. He'll pass to Chase Lauderdale, and Lauderdale buries a three for his first points in the ballgame. Makes it a 17-9 lead for the Purple Panthers. 5:45 remaining in the first half. Shells with the ball. Andrew Beckman with it for Roxana. Over to Gavin Huffman. Huffman is met by Holloway. Now Paris White, top of the key. Over to Beckman. Looking for a place to go. He'll give it to Jacob Galiner. Now Paris White. Looking for an open man. He's not there. Now he finds Gavin Huffman. And it looks like Huffman will reset things. Good defense here played early by the Purple Panthers. Haven't really allowed a shot inside the three-point arc. Here is Galiner for Roxana. He's guarded by Cam Morris. Galiner dribbles to the top of the key and now will reset the offense. Oh, good pick there set by Adam Coles. And now Huffman will pass to Beckman. Beckman looking for Paris White. He's not there. 5:42 remaining in the first half. Roxana with the ball, trailing Litchfield 17-9. Litchfield has still yet to commit a foul in this ballgame. Galiner fires the long three, no good. Rebound to Sam Painter. Pulls it down with one hand. Outlet pass ahead. Cam Morris from the left side. It's good. Cam Morris has 7 points. Timeout called by Roxana. 19-9. Litchfield with the lead. 4:34 left in the first half. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. 4:34 remaining in the first half. Roxana will have the ball going the length of the floor. They trail Litchfield 19-9 after the layup by Cam Morris. Morris leading all scorers in this ballgame with 7. Billy Beckham for Litchfield has 6, and Chase Lauderdale and Sam Painter each with 3. Leading scorer for Roxana is Jacob Galiner as Chase Lauderdale steals it for Litchfield, passes to Morris, and Litchfield loses the ball on an errant pass. Galiner with 6 points for the Shells, Gavin Huffman with 3, and that's all the scores in this ball game. Gavin Huffman with it for the Shells, passes over to Andrew Beckman. Beckman looking down low, now passes out to the top of the key to Huffman. Huffman nowhere to go, passes to an unsuspecting Beckman, who caught it in time. Beckman looking for a lane. He'll kick it out to Galiner. Fires up a 3, and it is off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Saved by Eddie Lara. Roxana will keep the possession. Good play there by Roxana. Good find down low to Paris White. His layup no good. Rebound by Sam Painter with the offensive board. He'll bring it up the floor, passes to Bishop, the 18-footer. It's good. Alex Bishop's on the board, 21-9. Litchfield with the lead, their largest lead of the tournament. And here is Jacob Galiner with it for the Shells. Now Andrew Beckman. Beckman, good pass down low to Eddie Lara, who dribbles. Layup, no good, but a foul on the play. First on Litchfield, they're going to get it to Sam Painter. Eddie Lara. He'll be at the free throw line shooting free throws here. With 3:07 left in the first half, 21-9 currently our score. Litchfield on top. The first free throw from Lara off the front of the rim rolls in. And it's good. Lara is on the board. He's got 1 so far. Second free throw from the Roxana Jr. on the way. It's good. Perfect 2 from 2 there. Makes it a 10-point ball game. Litchfield leading 21-11. Roxana showing a bit of a full court pressure here. More of a three-quarters court pressure, but still a press nonetheless, and Litchfield breaks it with no problem. Here's Lauderdale with it for the Purple Panthers. Passes to Morris at the free throw line. Now Painter from the corner. No good. Airballed it, but Litchfield with the offensive rebound. Alex Bishop, right place, right time. Dre Holloway for 3. It's no good. In and out. Rebound, Paris White. Shells have the ball. Now it's Andrew Beckman. He'll hand it off to Galiner. The 3 from the top of the key. No good. Offensive rebound, Eddie Lara. His layup, no good. Held ball called, and possession arrow favors the Purple Panthers. Unfortunate turn of events there for Roxana. Nevertheless, Litchfield will take over. 2:31 remaining in the first half. Purple Panthers with the lead, 21-11. Here's Painter with it. Passes to Lauderdale, and it's tipped away, stolen by the Shells. Another Litchfield turnover. Here's Andrew Beckman over to Galiner. Down low to Lara. Lara out top to Beckman. Now back to Galiner. Galiner looking for a lane to drive. It's not there. They'll reset the offense. Paris White for the Shells. Over to Beckman. Now Galiner wide open for 3, and it is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Paris White. Now down low to Eddie Lara. No good. Rebound again, Paris White. Over to Gavin Huffman, who buries the 3. Right place, right time. Huffman's got 6. It's a 21-14 ball game. Litchfield still with the lead. Chase Lauderdale with it. Passes to Cam Morris from 17 feet, and it's good. Morris has 9. 23-14, Litchfield up by 9. Galiner with it for the Shells. Over to Huffman. Picks up his dribble as he couldn't. Oh, no, they said he didn't dribble it, so he is able to dribble now. I thought they were going to count that as a dribble. Here is Andrew Beckman. Hands it off to Jacob Galiner. Guarded by Cam Morris. Good pick set by Paris White, but the roll is not there. Now Andrew Beckman. Beckman over to Galiner. Fires another 3. No good. Rebound, Dre Holloway. Purple Panthers have the ball. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Sam Painter with it for Litchfield. You wonder if Coach Logan wants Litchfield to just hold for the final shot of the half. We're at 45 seconds to play in the first half. Litchfield with the ball, leading 23-14. Here's Morris. He'll pass it out to Painter at the top of the key. Looking for a man cutting. Here's Lauderdale. He's met by Paris White. Now, good find down low. Sam Painter, his layup is good. Sam Painter's got five. 25-14. Litchfield, the 11-point lead. Galiner with it. 22 seconds left. Shells needing a score here before the half to get some kind of momentum. Galiner passes to Beckman. Beckman is guarded by Alex Bishop. He's one of those freshmen, Beckman is. 5 seconds left. Passes to Gavin Huffman. Huffman's going to drive. Puts up the two. It's no good. But a foul called on the play. That's Litchfield's second, and I believe that's going to go on Dre Holloway. So with 1.1 seconds remaining, Gavin Huffman is at the free throw line for the Shells. 25-14 our score at the moment. Huffman at the free throw line, and the first is off the front of the rim, no good. If he misses this one, whoever gets the rebound will have to fire up a quick shot. Second free throw on the way for Gavin Huffman. Is no good. Rebound to Litchfield. No, it wasn't handled cleanly, and that's going to be the end of the first half. So after two quarters, our score, Litchfield 25, Roxana 14. Don't go anywhere because we've got the second half from this ballgame right after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here where we are ready to begin the second half of this ninth place semifinal game between Litchfield and Roxana. The Shells will have the ball to begin the second half. They trail Litchfield 25-14. Litchfield in a zone defense. Well, it looks like they're in a man-to-man defense to start the second half. Here is Gavin Huffman. Huffman passes over to Andrew Beckman. Beckman finds Galiner now from the wing. Galiner now will dribble to the top of the key and back to Huffman, who's met by Sam Painter. Huffman now resetting the offense. Andrew Beckman, nowhere to go, passes to Huffman. Huffman, good pick set by Lara. The roll is not there, though, and he'll pass back to Beckman. Beckman passes to Lara at the elbow. Over to Huffman. Now Beckman. Nobody open, and Beckman overthrows Paris White off of Litchfield, so Roxana will keep the ball. Fortunate bounce there for the Shells. 7-12 remaining in the third quarter. Shells with the ball, trailing Litchfield 25-14. Here's Andrew Beckman. Now passes to Gavin Huffman. Again, this is day four of the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. There's a bounce pass. Oh, good find to Gavin Huffman. His three, no good. Rebound Litchfield. Cam Morris pulls it down. Purple Panthers with their first offensive possession of the second half. Here's Alex Bishop running the offense for Litchfield. Spin move there, driving, kicks it down low to Billy Beckham. Good find, and Beckham with 8 points in the ballgame makes it 27-14. This ball game, this ninth place semifinal game, Hillsboro is playing Lebanon in the fifth place semifinal game in Simmons Gym as we speak. Or no, not as we speak. They'll be playing at 7:30. You'll hear that game later on. Here's a good pass to Jacob Galiner. He has a shot blocked from behind by Cam Morris. Litchfield has the ball. Lauderdale bringing it up the floor in transition. His layup no good. Rebound, Paris White. Up-tempo pace here. Here's White with the layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. That'll be the first foul of the half on the Purple Panthers, and it'll go on Cam Morris. That'll be Morris's first. So Paris White to the free throw line with 5:55 remaining in the third quarter. White's first free throw on the way. Off back iron, no good. White has yet to score in this ballgame. Only three players have scored for Roxana: Eddie Lara, Jacob Galiner, and Gavin Huffman. Second free throw from White is good. He's got one, makes it 27-15. Litchfield still with the lead. Painter with it for the Purple Panthers, picks up his dribble, and he'll pass it to Billy Beckham, who has it stolen by Paris White. White, man of the hour, his layup is good. Paris White, he's got three. Starting to heat up, and it's a 10-point ball game, 27-17. Morris finds Beckham down low, puts it on the floor. Now layup is good. Billy Beckham, Litchfield and Roxana trading baskets. 10 points for Billy Beckham. Now Andrew Beckman over to Gavin Huffman. Crowd still filing in here for this ball game. Some waiting for the next game from here, which is Pena and East Alton Wood River. Winner of that game will play the winner of this one tomorrow at 7:30. Loser plays this game's loser at 6 tomorrow. Here's a long three by Andrew Beckman. No good. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Chase Lauderdale. Sam Painter with it now, pushing it up the floor. His layup too hard off the glass. No good. Rebound to Roxana. Gavin Huffman bringing up the floor in transition. He took too many steps. Had a little bit of a fake pass there and took too many steps as he was driving to the basket. As Roxana calls a timeout, is his coach going to have a word with his players? So, at the timeout with 4:51 left in the third, it's Litchfield 29, Roxana 17. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after this. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, where Litchfield has the ball and Roxana has implemented a full-court press here, and it works as Litchfield turns it over. Gavin Huffman with the layup, no good. Gets his own rebound, and the putback is good. Roxana stepping up the intensity here in the second half. Huffman has eight. It's a 10-point game. 5 seconds called. Five-second violation. Roxana takes over underneath their own basket. Things starting to unravel a bit here for the Purple Panthers. Shells will take over, trailing 29-19, 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Jacob Galena to throw it in. He'll get it into Andrew Beckman. Roxana coach Mark Briggs must have had a heck of a halftime speech. He's got his team playing really well to start this second half. Here's a pass down low to Paris White. He's been on fire, and he makes the layup. Paris White, all 5 points so far coming in the second half. 29-21, Litchfield the 8-point lead, and Morris now, good find. He'll drive to the basket, his layup no good, rebound to the Shells. Unfortunate turn of events there by the Purple Panthers. And now Bishop steals it for Litchfield. His layup in transition, no good, foul called on Roxana. That's going to be the first foul of the half on the Shells, and Alex Bishop heads to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. I think they got Jacob Galena with his first. Indeed they did. So Bishop looking to stop the bleeding here. His first free throw off the front of the rim, no good. The Litchfield seniors, 2 points in this ball game to this point so far. Second free throw from Bishop is on the way, and it's good. He's got three, and it's 30-21, Litchfield leading, under four to play in the third quarter. Andrew Beckman has the pick set for him, passes to Eddie Lara. Lara now, Galena thought about three, now he'll drive. From the free throw line, no good, rebound Litchfield. Holloway pulls it down, and Holloway will slow the tempo up. Roxana, the 2-3 zone defense, and Holloway lost the ball. Paris White, another steal. What a second half this kid is having, and he makes the layup and fouled. Paris White, 7 points, all in the third quarter, makes it 30-23, and he's headed to the free throw line for the and-one opportunity. Timeout called by Litchfield coach Drew Logan, and the Roxana Shells fans fired up for good reason. 3:29 to play in the third quarter. Litchfield 30, Roxana 23, but the Shells at the free throw line. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. 7 of the 9 Roxana points scored in the second half thus far have come from Paris White, who is on fire. He's just a freshman, too. He's at the free throw line looking for his 8th point of the half. 8th point of the quarter, I should say. 1 for 2 from the line so far. His free throw off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. Off of Roxana. Litchfield takes over. So Paris White now 1 for 3 from the free throw line this evening. Litchfield with the ball, 3:27 left in the third quarter. Lauderdale gets it in to Alex Bishop, and the Shells implementing a full court press. Bishop dribbles out of trouble for the moment. Bounce pass down low to Billy Beckham. The tempo has definitely stepped up here in the second half. Morris's three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Litchfield. Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. He'll reset the offense. Looking for Morris. Morris now drives. Kicks it to Beckham from the corner. Thought about three. Now he'll put it on the floor. Now get it to Lauderdale at the top of the key. Lauderdale is met by Gavin Huffman. Roxanna, man-to-man defense. And a floater by Cam Morris is good. Morris has 11. That's his first bucket of the second half. 32-23, Litchfield's lead back to 9. Here's Jacob Galiner. Galiner. No, that was Beckman who fired the 3. Andrew Beckman. He's on the board. It's 32-26, a 6-point ball game. Smallest lead in a while for Litchfield. Here's Lauderdale. Bounce pass to Beckham. Beckham's layup is good. Billy Beckham's got 12. 34-26. Litchfield back up by 8. Here's Beckman. Passes over to Galiner. Maybe Roxanna will slow things down here a bit. Over to Huffman. Picks up his dribble. Now bounce pass back to Beckman. Beckman is guarded by Alex Bishop. Going for the steal. Can't get it. Now Beckman. Good move. And did he take too many steps? Yes, he did. Turnover on Roxanna. Had the layup, but he took one too many steps. So Litchfield gets a break. They'll take over. 34-26 our score. Purple Panthers with the lead. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Here's Billy Beckham. Passes to Dre Holloway. As Galiner slips and Beckham looking to take advantage. Galiner really slow getting up there and looks like he might have twisted his ankle. And the officials are going to take a timeout. And Roxanna's going to have to substitute here. Galiner walking gingerly. Not sure what happened. He just slipped and fell. And I think he might have twisted that ankle. So Jacob Galiner heading out for the moment for the Shells. Checking into the ballgame is Braden Wells. Again, this Roxanna team very young, filled with freshmen and sophomores, with a handful of juniors and a couple seniors. Here's Holloway with it for Litchfield. Pulls up the 18-footer. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Litchfield and Lauderdale, and he's fouled on the play. Second foul of the half on the Shells. They're going to call it on Braden Wells. That'll be his first. So Lauderdale to throw it in for the Purple Panthers. Finds Alex Bishop. He's guarded by Eddie Lara. Bishop, good move at the free throw line. Passes over to Beckham. Beckham lost the dribble. Now he gets it back, and he'll drive to the basket. Layup is good. Billy Beckham with 14 in the ballgame to lead all scorers. 36-26, a 10-point ballgame again. Here's Wells with it for Roxanna. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Now he passes it to Huffman. Huffman guarded by Dre Holloway. What a second half start this is for each team. Much quicker pace in the ballgame. Huffman thought about a long three. Now he'll dribble. Under a minute to play here in the second half. Pass to Paris White. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Litchfield. Roxanna will keep it. Scoreboard showing 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Braden Wells to throw it in for Roxanna. Billy Beckham guarding the inbounds pass. Wells fires over to Paris White, who has scored 7 points in the third quarter. All 7 of his points have come in the third, and he commits the foul after losing the ball. The third on Roxanna, the first on Paris White. So Litchfield now with the ball. 49 seconds left to play in the third. Dre Holloway with it for the Purple Panthers. He breaks the press by himself. Passes down low. Cam Morris, his layup is good. Cam Morris with 13. 38-26. Litchfield back up by 12. Andrew Beckman over to Wells. Down low to White. Guarded by Lauderdale. Over to Beckman. 28 seconds left in the third quarter. Over to Huffman. Roxanna now slowing the tempo to hold for the final shot, it looks like. Here's Braden Wells. Backs his man Beckham down. Now over to Huffman, fires up the long three from the wing. No good. Rebound Litchfield. Holloway gets the rebound, and he'll bring the ball up the floor slowly with 8 seconds left. Holloway with it at the timeline. Now passes to Alex Bishop. 3 seconds. His layup from the baseline. Oh, it's Lauderdale with the late second three. No good. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. So after three, it's Litchfield 38, Roxana 26. Fourth quarter action from Litchfield High School. Back after this on WSMI. 38-26 our score as we begin the fourth quarter. Litchfield with the lead and the ball, and Billy Beckham will have it in the corner for the Purple Panthers, and he throws it away. So a turnover right out of the gate to begin this fourth quarter. Here's Andrew Beckman. Passes to Braden Wells. Back to Beckman. Looking for Lara. He's not there. Pick set by Lara. Over to Wells. Wells now driving. Nowhere to go. And he loses the ball. Litchfield has it. Ninth turnover of the game on Roxana. Here's Bishop with it. For Litchfield. 7:24 to play in the game. Bishop, the floater, is off the glass and in. What a shot that was. Alex Bishop has five. 40-26. Litchfield the 14-point lead. Packed Panther Gymnasium here now as this first game coming to a close. And Andrew Beckman's three, good from way downtown. He's got six, and a timeout called by Roxana coach Briggs. 7:04 left in the game. Litchfield leading 40-29. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. 7:04 remaining in the ball game. Litchfield leading 40-29. Purple Panthers with the ball, and Roxana has the full court press here and works to perfection as Adam Beckman steals the ball from Litchfield and then promptly throws it away. So each team trades turnovers there, and Litchfield will have the ball back where we started coming out of the timeout. Chase Lauderdale to throw it in for the Purple Panthers. Throws it across the floor to Alex Bishop. Good pass there back to Lauderdale, and he breaks the press himself. He'll drive all the way to the bucket. Layup no good. Too hard off the glass. Rebound to Litchfield, though. Ethan Washburn brings it down. He's fresh into the ballgame. And Bishop fouled on the play there. That's the fourth foul of the half on Roxana. Going to be the second on Andrew Beckman. So Lauderdale going to throw it in. Near the timeline, he finds Cam Morris, and a foul called as Morris snuck in underneath Eddie Lara. That's going to be the fifth foul on Roxana. So two quick fouls on the shells. That's the second on Lara. Lauderdale over to Dre Holloway. Holloway guarded by Paris White. Now Cam Morris. Finds Ethan Washburn over to Lauderdale. Oh, good move he puts on his man. Drives to the basket. It's good. Lauderdale, 5 points in the game, 42-29. Litchfield up 13. Andrew Beckman's shot's blocked, but he was fouled on the way up. It's the second foul on Litchfield of the half. That's going to be on Alex Bishop, and that'll be his first. 6:25 left in the game. As Andrew Beckman at the free throw line. He makes his first. And it's 7-4 Beckman. Makes it 42-30. With Roxana needing scores here and defensive stops. Beckman's second free throw on the way. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Washburn brings it down. So one of two from the line there is Andrew Beckman. He's got seven. And Holloway loses the ball, but Washburn there for the Purple Panthers. Lauderdale, good bounce pass to Holloway. Now out to Morris, thought about a three. Now they'll just hold on to it. 6:05 left in the game. Lauderdale, bounce pass over to Morris. Cross-court pass to Bishop, top of the key, and they're holding it. Now they're just playing keep away to eat some clock as the Purple Panthers lead 42-30. 5:53 to play in the game. Litchfield in no hurry to run a play here. They're just passing the ball around, or no hurry to shoot, I should say. Now Lauderdale, wide open for three, can't pass it up, misses, rebound to the shells. Here's Huffman in transition for Roxana. His layup is no good, rebound, Cam Morris. Litchfield with the ball. 5.5 to play in the game. Morris passes down low to Washburn, who passes, throws it away looking for Lauderdale. And Huffman again, now he loses the ball in transition. Morris had it. And Huffman got it back, and a timeout called by Huffman after both Huffman and Morris each lost it on that end of the floor. So a timeout called by Roxana with 5:19 to play in the game. Litchfield leading 42-30. We'll be right back after this on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Day 4 of the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. The Shells will have the ball. They trail 42-30 to the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Roxana needing scores and stops here in order to get back into this game. been a much quicker second half than the first half was in terms of pace of play. And a good find as Braden Wells lays it up and in for Roxana. He's on the board. It's 42-32, a 10-point game. Holloway with it for Litchfield. Passes down low to Washburn. Layup and good. He's got it to the foul line, too, after that foul. It's going to be the sixth foul on Roxana. The first call, or excuse me, second called on Braden Wells. Washburn looking for the old-fashioned three-point play off the front of the rim and in. He's got three. 13-point lead again, 45-32. 4:50 to play in the game. Huffman with it for the Shells. Passes out to Beckman, guarded by Bishop. Again, we've got more high school basketball action for you this evening, as Huffman has it for the Shells. Dribbling it around, Roxana doesn't seem to be in a hurry, even though they're down by 13 points. Following this broadcast, we'll have the Hillsboro-Lebanon fifth place semifinal game for you, as Roxana misses the three. Litchfield with the rebound. Cam Morris brings it down. And Cam Morris's layup is no good, and it's going to be a held ball called. Possession arrow in favor of the Shells. So good defense there by Roxana. They will take over, trailing by 13, 45-32. Only 4:10 left to play in the game. Andrew Beckman with it for Roxana. Passes to Braden Wells. He's guarded by Cam Morris. Back over to Beckman. Beckman going to drive the baseline. He's going to pass it now and dribbles onto the baseline, and he'll lose the ball, and Litchfield will take over. Another turnover on Roxana. Again, as I mentioned, after this game, we've got Hillsboro against Lebanon in the fifth-place semifinal. There's a steal by Eddie. Lara lays it up and in for Roxana. It's an 11-point game. Lara's got four. The press worked there for the Shells. It's worked at times, and it hasn't worked at times. Holloway throws it to Bishop at midcourt. Bishop now driving. The floater is off the glass, too hard, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Dre Holloway, and Roxana takes over, down by 11 with 3.5 to play in the game. Roxana and Litchfield each 0-2 in pool play. Litchfield lost to Civic Memorial and Metro East Lutheran, the 1 and 8 seed respectively. Here's a steal by Dre Holloway. His layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's the 7th foul on Roxana. So Litchfield will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. A foul called on Braden Wells. That's his 3rd. So Holloway looking to extend this 11-point Litchfield lead here. First free throw is good. That's Dre Holloway's first point of the game. Second free throw from Holloway. On the way and good. 2 for 2 there as Billy Beckham comes into the game for Ethan Washburn. Washburn played some good minutes, got 3 points out of his few minutes that he played. And some good rebounds. 47-34, Litchfield with the lead, Roxana with the ball, 3:15 to play in the game. Good pass down low to Paris White. He misses the layup, gets his own rebound, but it's knocked away and off of Roxana, off of White, so Litchfield takes over. No, they're going to say it was off of Lauderdale. Lauderdale knocked that out of bounds, so Roxana takes over. That's what it looked like. So Braden Wells will throw it in for the Shells. Billy Beckham guarding the inbounds pass. Wells fires to Beckman, who fires the long three. It's no good. It goes out of bounds off of Roxana. So one shot and done possession there for the Shells. Litchfield will take over. Lauderdale throws it in to Beckham. It's knocked out of bounds off of Eddie Lara. Now Litchfield will throw it in at midcourt. The only difference there is placement of the inbounds pass. Cam Morris with it for the Purple Panthers. He's guarded by Braden Wells. Guarded tough, too. Now passes to Lauderdale. Fires over to Holloway. His pass too long for Billy Beckham. And out of bounds off of Litchfield. Under 3 to play in the game. Roxana takes over, trailing 47-34 in this 9th place semifinal game. Andrew Beckman with it for the Shells. Gives it off to Gavin Huffman, who's guarded by Dre Holloway. Huffman passes over to Wells. Now down low to Paris White, who's had a good second half. White's layup, no good. Rebound to Morris, and Litchfield has the ball up by 13. Morris passes to Bishop. Now passes to Beckham, and Litchfield will slow the tempo. Beckham, cross-court bounce pass, now down low to Cam Morris. His layup is no good. Rebound tipped around. Billy Beckham with it, and he stepped out of bounds off of Roxanna. And a technical called on the play. Who'd they give that? Did they give that to a player or a coach? It's going to be on, oh, they called a foul, not out of bounds. So it was on, I think, Cam Morris, and that's his second, third of the half on Litchfield. So Gavin Huffman will shoot free throws here for Roxanna with 2:15 to play in the game. Shells trailing Litchfield 47-34. First free throw from Huffman is good. Huffman's got 9. Second free throw from Huffman is good. He's got 10 now. Only Shell player in double figures. And Roxanna will also have the ball. Down by 11 now. With 2:15 to play, Braden Wells to throw it in. Now he throws it to Andrew Beckman. Beckman guarded by Bishop, backing his man down. Beckman over to Huffman. Looking for White, cutting to the elbow. Good pick set. Roll isn't there. Now Beckman's going to drive. Good move. Layup is up and no good. Rebound, Ethan Washburn. It goes out of bounds off of Roxanna. Washburn had the rebound, had it tipped away, and the Shells touched it last. So Lauderdale to throw it in, gets it in to Alex Bishop in the corner. Now Lauderdale over to Holloway, needing to get the ball across the timeline. Another steal by Paris White. He's going to drive, and it's going to be an offensive foul called on Roxanna. That's going to be the second on Paris White. Eighth foul of the half on Roxanna. The timeout going to be called by Litchfield coach Drew Logan. 1:49 remaining in the ball game. Litchfield 47, Roxanna 36. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. 1:49 to play in the ball game. Litchfield with the lead, 47-36, and the Purple Panthers will also have the ball, needing to go the length of the floor. Roxanna showing that full court press. And Alex Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. Passes to Billy Beckham at midcourt. Now to Dre Holloway, and they've broken the press. And now they'll just eat some clock here as they have the 11-point lead. And a steal now on Roxanna. And Paris White up ahead. The layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's going to be the fourth foul on Litchfield. And they get Chase Lauderdale with his first. Paris White missed the layup, so he'll head to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. He's got 7 in tonight's ball game, all coming in the third quarter. First free throw on the way from Paris White, one of the many Roxanna freshmen. Is good. He's got 8. 2 of 4 from the free throw line this evening. Second free throw from White is no good. 1 of 2 from the trip there. Rebound to Litchfield. Lauderdale with it, and he's fouled on the play, probably by design. The 9th foul on Roxanna. I didn't see who they gave that to. They gave it to Gavin Huffman. That's his first. So Chase Lauderdale at the free throw line, shooting the 1-1 here. 47-37, our score, 1:27 left to play in the game. Lauderdale's free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Think it was a lane violation, indeed it was, so another free throw on the way. It was called on Roxanna. I think it was Paris White who jumped too early. So Lauderdale, his free throw again, no good. Rebound on the floor. Who's going to get it? A couple of Panthers are down there. Shell is 2, and Litchfield comes away with it. Alex Bishop has the ball knocked away off of Andrew Beckman, and it goes out of bounds. Litchfield will get it. So Lauderdale to throw it in for the Purple Panthers. 1:18 to play in the game. Good defense here played by Litchfield, and it's going to be a foul called on Roxanna. The 10th foul of the half, and Litchfield shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. They called that one on Braden Wells. That's his 4th, so he can't foul the rest of the game unless he wants to sit out the rest of the game. Ethan Washburn to the line, shooting two free throws for Litchfield here. The first is good. Washburn has 4 points, including two from the free throw line. Second free throw from Washburn here. Off back iron, no good. Rebound to Roxanna. Andrew Beckman driving. Kicks it out to Gavin Huffman. The long three, no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Dre Holloway pulls it down. They missed both foul chances and a pass down low to Alex Bishop in the corner. And they foul him. And that's Gavin Huffman picking up his second. So Alex Bishop now will be shooting two free throws, and that might just about do it unless Roxanna can pull off a miracle. 59.8 seconds left in the ball game. First free throw from Bishop is good. He's got six. 49-37, Litchfield the 12-point lead with under a minute to play. Second free throw from Bishop is off the front of the rim and goes in. He's got seven. 50-37, a 13-point lead for Litchfield. Here's Andrew Beckman over to Gavin Huffman. Fires the long three, no good, but Roxanna gets the offensive board. Now Beckman, his three, no good. Rebound to Dre Holloway. Purple Panthers have it. Will they foul? Indeed they will. And that's Andrew Beckman picking up his third. So Andrew Beckman picking up his third foul, and Dre Holloway headed to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. First free throw from the Litchfield senior off the front of the rim, no good. Holloway has been held to 2 points in this game, both coming by the way of the free throw line. Second free throw from Holloway off the front of the rim, no good. 2 for 4 from the game from the free throw line. 38 seconds to play. Roxanna with the ball, trailing 50-37. Gavin Huffman with it for the Shells. He's guarded by a double team. Passes to Beckman. Down low now to Eddie Lara. His shot's blocked. Rebound by Paris White, and he's fouled as he goes up for the layup. That's the fifth foul on Litchfield. And they're going to call it on Billy Beckham, who's not even in the game that I can see. Yes, he is. They did give it to Beckham. That's his first. So the free throw from Paris White on the way. Off back iron, no good. Paris White's second free throw. Roxanna cannot afford to miss any more free throws or shots here. On the way for White. It's good. White's got nine. Makes it 50-38. Seth McGill with it. Passes ahead to Ethan Washburn. Washburn now over to McGill. Now Lauderdale, and I think the Dogs are being called off unless they're going to foul here. Indeed, they will be called off as Lauderdale has it. 10 seconds left. That's going to be the ball game. Litchfield's going to win this one and play for ninth place tomorrow evening. The final score, 50-38, as Roxanna will be playing for 11th place. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap this one up right after these messages on WSMI. So the Litchfield Purple Panthers advance to the ninth place game once again at the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. They defeat the Roxanna Shells by a score of 50-38. Leading scorer in this ball game for Litchfield, Billy Beckham, he had 14. Cam Morris also scored 13 for the Purple Panthers. Alex Bishop had 7. Chase Lauderdale and Sam Painter each had 5, and Ethan Washburn had 4. Andrew Holloway added in 2. For Roxanna, their leading scorer was Gavin Huffman. He had finished with 10. Paris White had 9. Andrew Beckman had 7. Jacob Gleaner had 6. Eddie Lara had 4. And Braden Wells had 2. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the station this evening. And because, again, without them, none of this is possible. Again, thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job, as always. Finally, thanks to our hosts, Litchfield High School. They treat us so well every time we come here, and we look forward to coming here each time we do for this 51st Annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Once again, our final score, Litchfield 50, Roxana 38. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Panther Gymnasium in Litchfield.